Hi, this is Dr. Peter Borton, and in this short audio file, I'm going to be leading you through a process to give you a sense of a part of your energetic anatomy known as your lower dantian, which is considered to be a highly significant place in acupuncture, qigong, and martial arts. So the lower dantian, which means elixir field, is a region where energy is stored and transformed. And there are three of them. The lower one is at your core, so it's about halfway between the front and the back of the body, a couple inches below your navel. And it's basically the center of your gravity and a major power center in the body. When you see people do a very powerful punch or kick in martial arts, almost always, they've been trained to initiate that movement from this part of the body. So to begin, please sit or stand and focus on this region. If you're standing, you can have your feet about shoulder width apart with a little bit of a bend in your knees. And if you're seated, make sure that you have a straight spine. And bring your attention down into your lower belly, a little bit below the navel, and imagine that there's a little ball of light there in your core, maybe white light, maybe golden light, and it's about the size of a pearl. Ideally, the energy in the lower dantian should be condensed to something like the size of a pearl, because in this way it's considered to be easier for us to hold on to this energy, and we're less prone to have our energy scattered. So as you sit or stand quietly, inhaling and exhaling in a relaxed way, see if you can maintain an awareness of this location. Maybe imagining that with each inhale, this ball of light grows a little bit brighter, and with each exhale, it becomes a bit dimmer. Now, just to have a slightly more felt sense of this region and the power within it, I want you to start making a gentle circle with your hips, as if you're trying to contact every point of a ring, like a very small hula hoop that is around your belly at the level of your lower dantian. So you're making little circles, and the movement is entirely initiated from this place, the lower dantian. And whichever direction you're going in, now change direction and go in reverse. Slowly circling around as if you're doing a subtle hula hoop motion and initiating it entirely from this point of the lower dantian. And now we're going to do a brief practice to energize the lower dantian. So as you inhale, imagine that you're drawing ambient energy from all around you into your belly. So you can inhale deeply into your belly, allowing the belly to expand, imagining that energy is coming from every direction, the whole sphere of space around you. It's all funneling into your belly. And the belly expands with the inhale. And then on each exhale, imagine that the energy that you've just accumulated in the belly is all funneling into this center point, the lower dantian. It's all being condensed into the lower dantian. So on the inhale, you fill the belly up with ambient energy from all around you. And on the exhale, you condensed all that energy into this one point in the center. And each time you do it, you can imagine that as you're condensing this energy into the lower dantian, that it glows even more brightly. and it becomes even more condensed with energy, and that you feel even more solid and powerful in this point with every breath. Great. Now you can put one palm over your lower belly, right over the lower dantian, and then the other palm on top of that one. And put a little bit of pressure on the lower belly there. And imagine that the energy that you've just directed into this region is really becoming compressed into this tight little pearl, and that you're storing it in this place, and that you've just energized and gained some awareness of your lower dantian. And as you get up and move through the rest of your day, from time to time, see if you can, if you're engaged in some activity, see if you can initiate the movement, the impetus for the movement anyway, from this place in your belly. And if you're walking, see if rather than throwing one leg out after the other and kind of catching yourself by landing on your feet each time, which is kind of the lazy way to walk, that you maintain a feeling of engagement from the moment of lifting one foot to gliding it forward to setting it on the ground, and that the whole movement comes from your lower dantian. You can feel that you're using the power of your lower dantian to lift your foot off the ground, to move it forward, and to set it gently back down onto the ground. And then you transfer your weight and use your lower dantian again to lift up the other foot and move it forward and set it down. Be well.